Siyata Deshmai, we're going to start Omen Yomi of Siman Dalet, a very important Siman of Dinei Netilas Yadayim. The first halacha, based on the Gemara Brachos Adaf Samach, talks about the importance of washing your hands, not only for the Suda, that we'll get to much later, but here, washing your hands, Vivorech Al Netilas Yadayim. The Ramah brings down that you should also say Asher Yatzar, even if you have not gone to the bathroom. And then the Ra'ah says that mayim that are psulim for netilat yadayim the suda are ksherim for netilat yadayim for tefillah, but yesh mishomer delo mevorech alayu, that you should not make the bracha of al netilat yadayim but al nikias yadayim. But the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Zayin says even for them you can make the bracha of netilat yadayim. The major piece that we wanted to talk about today is the machlokas between the Rosh and the Rashba, and this is what's brought down in Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Aleph, that there are two major reasons within rational halacha. There's the Kabbalistic of Ruach Ra, both just dealing with the Rosh and the Rashba. The Rosh in Perek Tet Siman Chof Gimel says that it's for Nikius, that the hands are busy, Yadayim Askaniot, V'yev Shar Shelo Yigab Basar Mitunaf Balayla. It's the whole point of Netilat Yadayim, according to the Rosh, is to get yourself ready for Kriyat Shema Tefillah for Nikiyut. And the Rosh disagrees in Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Tzadik Aleph. He says after a night of sleep in the morning, we become like a Beria Chadasha, a new creation, new entity. As it says in Eicha chapter 3, Chadashim Lab Karim Rabba Munatecha. Therefore, we have to give Hodah to Hashem Yitbarach, created us to serve him. Therefore, also this, says we are going like both reasons, and we're machmir, as we'll explain a couple of nafkaminos right now. Some of the nafkaminos do you have to do it every tefillah or just b'shacharit, according to the Rashba, since the whole idea is just like your Beri Chadash, it's only in the morning, according to the Rosh, and definitely the Vilna Gaon and the Rambam says very clearly, the Rambam Perek Dalet Hilchos Tefillah Chagimel, that says that you need to, for every tefillah, it's not for Beri Chadash, and this is the end of the Bir Halacha, Tiramas Chava Filu, says that you need to wash your hands for every single tefillah. Some even say if it's ma'akev, we don't paskin. It's ma'akev, but you're not chozer. You're not chozer. But that would be one nafkamina. Second nafkamina is if you, the prima gadim that's quoted in the Bir Halacha, also, it says, let's say, for example, you slept with gloves and you didn't touch any areas that are dirty. So then again, there'd be no bracha according to the Rosh, only because of Ruach Ra. According to the Rashba, there is a bracha. Very, very common idea is if you stay up all night. Obviously, same idea. That's what the Mishnah Berurah brings down. Okay, and according to the reason of Beria Chadasha, then you don't become a Beria Chadasha, and therefore you would not have to make a bracha. Obviously, if it's before every tefillah, you would have to make a, you would have to do Netilat Yadayim. That would be a third reason, third nafkamina, i.e. the gloves before every tefillah are just shacharit, or if you stay up all night. Also staying up all night, as we said, the fourth nafkamina is brought down, very, very practical, is the concept of the Chayod and Mekhal Zayin Sivav, that he says that if you get up early and you have a lot of time, a lot of times when you guys travel to Poland as part of that Kotel trip, or you get up early and then you're going to go have a Chavrusa Daf Yomi at 4 in the morning for 2 hours, or you're traveling for things that you need to travel for to try to beat the traffic. So what do? Do you make the Netilat Yadayim or do you wait till Kodesh Shul? So here the Chayodam says, until you clean yourself, you want to daven. Okay? But if if you made the bracha right away, then you'd have to do it again for the rush, because it's got to be before the tefillah. Now again, this, according to the Chayyadam, this is what it says, Umashmim in Chayyadam, this is in the Bir Allah Adibra Maschal Afilu. The person who comes, Man Harbe Kodama Tefillah, even if he goes to the bathroom, still, since he's going to have to go to the bathroom probably again, Bizman Tefillah, he should not make the bracha right now. But he should wait, because of the Rosh's opinion. The Bir Allah says, I don't understand. How are you going to be able to say the bracha of the, according to the Rashba, who says that right away you should be, when you wake up, you're a Beriyah Chadasha. So how the second Netilah, Beich Yomar Atal on Netilah Shniya, V'tzivanu on Netilah Tedayim, and say that what the second one is also going to cover the first one. There's a big hefsek between waking up at 4 in the morning and now it's 6:30, right before you're going to daven. And therefore he says, L'charchila, that would be a major nafkamina. He does answer it, that the Beis Yosef says, according to the Rashba, because of Beriyah Chadasha, you could delay it and do it with the Shar Brachot, even if it's a Hefsek Gadol. Those are the part of the Nafkaminas over here. The Vilna Gaon also in the Sefer Ma'aseh, passing like the Chayyadam, that you can be Somech the Bracha and Tehillas Yadayim for Tefillah, you don't have to say it right away when you get in the morning. And the Piskei Tshuvas basically paskins that it can go both ways. That in the Chazon Ish says, whichever way you do it is fine. You could, if you wake up very early in the morning, you're able to either make the bracha right away, and you'd have to make the bracha again before davening. Meaning, again, if you wake up very early at 4 in the morning, either you can go like the Rashba and do it right away, or if you decide not to, and that's not considered a hefsek, then you could even be like with the Rashba and like the Rush later on and make the bracha only when you're about to daven, meaning not to make the bracha right away. You can make the bracha afterwards when you're about to daven, even a couple hours later. Okay, Meretz Hashem, we will continue with this. All the different dinim of Netilat Yadayim, including the actual bracha. We'll start with that next time, about the whole when do you make the bracha with the niguv. We'll do that next time. Today we dealt with the Rosh and the Rashba. We're machmir for both, and therefore, as much as possible, you should be washing before Netilat Yadayim, before Tefillah, excuse me, and for Nekiyut. And again, if you wake up early, you can go either way. Either make the bracha right away, or you can wait, and Lalacha, the Beis Yosef said, you can go like the Rosh, but that is not considered a hefsek. Have a good day.